How did we get here? Anti-Semitism? Folks, have you been paying attention to the fact that the people today that are claiming to be the victims are now the ones that are being found to be the perpetrators? For example, they love to pull your hair, they slap your face, and then when the cameras arrive to promote their propaganda narrative, they then play the victims. These groups that are created under the color of law, that are somehow given a lawful standing, this can only take place where people have become ignorant, apathetic, and tolerant, that are used as political battering rams in hopes of upending the U.S. Constitution and tearing down the law. Let me explain. This is merely an attempt to overthrow our laws by enslaving the people through the ignorance of the method being used. Let's go back just 52 years where we find that the federal government illegally sanctioned the murder of their own children, so you can understand.
In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortion.
Hollywood, the music industry, television, internet, pornography, public school books, and a unified alliance of illegal promotion and advocation of fornication, adultery, and promiscuity, with the indefensible approval of the Supreme Court declaring it to be free speech to promote the act. And then when the act is fulfilled and the girl becomes pregnant, the government is right there, and to somehow justify through falsifying statistics the murder of the child by promoting what they call abortion. Here we find where insult is then added to the crime. After the woman gets an abortion, where she has now seared her conscience, she then puts on a t-shirt for the world to see with all capital letters stating, "Stop the war on women." No, friends, this is murder. Our laws condemn these crimes, yet how was it sold to the American people? As a woman's choice. And if you hold to the law that condemns their crimes, keeping the baby safe, and the Americans free and preserving life, what does the mainstream media and their spin doctors resort to? Name calling. You're an anti-abortionist. Another example of this method to their madness, do you remember when the mainstream media began its push concerning the sodomite, the gay agenda? The agenda which is premised on man-boy sex? Just ask them. As a matter of fact, their motto is sex before eight, before it's too late. Do you recall the fact that when the people were calling them out for violating God's law and American law for their felonious activity, that they began, with the help of corrupt politicians, to call the people haters, bigots, homophobes, and anti-gay. And now, 20 years later, we see the millions of young victims and have now come to understand why the Lord calls these acts abominable.
A federal judge upheld a $2.5 billion bankruptcy plan for the Irving-based Boy Scouts of America. That deal would allow the organization to continue running while they pay tens of thousands of men who say they were sexually abused as children while involved in scouting.
Let me ask you again, how did they sell their agenda to the American people? As victims. Well, in fact, what we find is that they were guilty of perpetuating the crime. They do not hold the shield, people. They hold the spear. Do you see? They hate the law that exposes their crimes. What about the Muslim invasion that we're seeing across America today? Methodically, they operate just like the sodomites. These Muslims, not all, have made a public proclamation that they have come to America because they were fleeing governmental corruption and oppression.
It's often the lead story in the Twin Cities. Terror recruits coming from Minnesota, where thousands of Somalis relocated after civil war ripped their country apart in 1991.
Here we go. Now, once they got their soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What is going on? Oh my goodness. You know what? It doesn't matter what is going on, as in the sense of where it's coming from. Again, because what it comes down to is Joshua 24, verse 5, where it talks about how when you possess the land, you've already received the inheritance that the Lord bestows upon you. He said, when you possess the land and you drive out previous occupants to possess in its place, he said, once you're there, you still maintain the same order to preserve the possession. So when I look at it and I look at what's going on around us and who's assailing us continuously 24/7, we all know who it is. So it's not like we don't know what's going on out there. We even know who it is that's assailing us. I mean, how many times have we seen these politicians in America alone being called out for scandal after scandal? I mean, they've been caught with the smoking gun 1,000 times over, and yet they remain there for 30 and 40 years. So it's not like we, like I've said before, it's not like we have to have another radio program with another guest on to highlight the crimes of another politician that we've already uncovered. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. No, the American people all the well know what the problem is, and they know who is causing the problem. It's one of those things where I've said it 1,000 times, and I'm going to have to say it 1,000 times more. The issue is the corrupt mainstream media using their propaganda hand in glove with the ones that they are submitted to working for, driving an unconstitutional narrative under the control of the CIA. That's exactly, you deal with those two groups of people, and much of what you see out there is going to stop. And when you begin to hold corrupt politicians individually and corporately accountable for the crimes and make it public the way scripture tells us we're supposed to make it public, in teaching men the fear of God and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, all will be well. So there's the answer again. And I just gave you the answer. It's that simple. I think of Jeremiah, the one that went to the king's gate. And not only did it go to the king's gate during that particular time, which, by the way, was a heathen custom. Look at 1 Samuel 8, you'll understand. But he was called to go to the said king, the overseer of the people during that particular time. And then he was also called to go to the church gate. And he was called to go reprove both sides and tell them to repent before the kingdom of God is at hand or judgment cometh. And you know what was interesting? The whole time that Jeremiah was continuously warning the people, do you know that the Lord continuously pleaded with the people? He was saying to them, come, like it says in Isaiah, come, let us reason together. Use a little common sense. We can bring about the resolve if you'll take heed to my words, saith the Lord. And what were they? Therefore now amend your ways. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. He's saying, condemn the wicked according to my statutes. He said, justify the innocent according to my word. He's saying, amend your ways and your doings. And he said, obey the voice of the Lord, your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he has pronounced against thee. You know, oftentimes I even bring up Leviticus 26, and I show you the curses and the judgments of God in great specificity. But do you realize at the end of that chapter, the Lord offers mercy again? But wait a second, there is consequence. Don't forget about the consequence. But he's saying in the process, you right the wrongs, you bring forth fruits of repentance. And this is what's going to go on. You're going to have to go through the consequence of your crime, but at the end, I'm going to show mercy. I mean, that is a good God in the face of wicked, corrupt, revolting, rebellious creatures, is it not? Here's another one. How about Amos 15? The Lord says this, simple, hate the evil, love the good. Okay, that's true Christianity. Because that's what the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts that has been given unto us will work in us, is to hate the evil and love the good. And then he said, and establish judgment in the gate. America, that's your slogan, justice guards our liberties. But when you look at it, it says, establish justice in the gate. Within the borders of your country, from coast to coast, from the east coast to the west coast, from the southern border to the northern border, establish justice according to my word. And he said, and it may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of his people. To the remnant of his people. What is difficult to understand about what the Lord is saying here? What is difficult when the mass majority of the American people are all in agreement, or at least that's what they say, they're in agreement with dealing with the corrupt, but they never seem to deal with the corrupt. Not in every given case. Not in every given case. But a majority of the people could, when they come together under the umbrella of who they are, as a nation, one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, here, let me fall here, friends, so you can understand. God bless America. Everybody can agree to that. Well, I just named the God that did bless America, and it's time for the American people to take heed and to bless God and bless themselves in the process. Because without doing so, friends, this is only going to continue on, and guess what it's doing? It's continuing on. How simple would it be for the American people to come together and right the wrongs and amend their ways and to hate the evil and to love the good, to establish justice within the gate, which has already been established, folks. It just needs good men in the process, good men in office, incumbent, good men sitting on the benches to enforce the law. But the people have to understand, first and foremost, that they are the law. So I'm here to remind you today again, Americans, that you are the law. So if you want to know what's going on in your country, I'm not even going to go there with you because you already know what the problem is. I'm just here to point my finger at the answer today.
And it's exactly what's going on. I want to highlight some other things, too, on the other side of this hard break that's coming up on us real quick. And I first want to start off on something that I didn't get a chance to finish up concerning the unconstitutional flock cameras that are being protested. As a matter of fact, in many parts of the country right now, they're being completely shut down. Completely shut down. And so with that, we'll cover that first, and then I'll get to some of the other topics. But again, folks, the Lord is saying, amend your ways. That's all he's saying is, amend your ways. Not difficult. It really isn't. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content, yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. It changed my life.
Content is all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Are other people praying for you?
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Content.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Dave Krieger, host of the Krieger Files and station manager of WEAG-FM serving Stark, Florida and surrounding areas. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio is a regular feature on this radio station as Bradley's ministry has touched tens of thousands of people who need to know the truth and know the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that and Bradley Dean, we are thankful. Keep up the Lord's work, my friend.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. I've been having a lot of ankle biters out there lately, and I'm not putting up with them. They've got a lot to say after the show, but they never call in. So I don't have a lot of time for them. So the phone number is 281-845-4704. For all those that may have something to say, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4, do give us a call. Also wanted to let you know, check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, people. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. Also remember, friends, we have up and coming an event in Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. at KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue. Again, KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th at 6:30. Now, I also want to let you know, folks, we got the Minnesota State Fair coming up in August, the end of August. That's 12 days straight from 9 to 9. There is no wiggle room there. Do visit us there. We will be at the east end of the State Fair at the grandstand on the bottom floor. Now, I'm saying it as slow as I can possibly say it. The bottom floor in the grandstand on the east end, the second row in. We'll be there for 12 days. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also on Saturday, September 19th, 2026, we're going to be at the Civic Center. I do want to let you know that right now, if you'd like to book us at any time, we usually go 3-month windows out. Now's the time to do that. It looks like we've already got some stuff coming up in October. We're waiting to solidify those dates as well. And again, we'll cover that once we get to that point. Outside of that, folks, I think it's a good thing to let everybody know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, I see all those phone calls up there. Just hold up with me, guys. I just want to bring one point forward, and I'll make that point, and then I'll take these phone calls. But last week, I had covered those that resist unconstitutional Flock cameras, said the CEO of Flock, the one profiting from the crisis that's been created by the corrupt in the halls of government, namely the injustice system nationwide, those that have been encouraging crime by being soft judges, which only reproduce what? Hardened criminals. But I highlighted that last week, and one of the things that I didn't get to share with you is the fact that there's a lot of these Flock cameras that are just literally being taken down by the people. I want to tell you something. That is not criminal for, nor is it vigilante. And if that's vigilante isn't a positive, which many people don't mean it to be a positive, I'm going to put it in a positive. It's interesting that there's a vigilante spirit amongst the people today saying, hey, these cameras are coming down. And for anybody to point the finger back and say, that's criminal what they're doing, that's a violation of private property. No, it's not. You paid for it, number one. And number two, your said representatives committed the crime in the first place by not asking for the authority to do it in the first place. See, I had to think that one through for most people. See, they operate on delegated authority. They can't just do whatever they want to do without consequence. See, now it's not good enough to stop there and say, okay, let's take down the cameras. No, now let's deal with those that went through these backdoor deals and sold out the American people to the corporations. The corporations, in fact, are trying to coerce these commission boards to just go ahead and say, you don't have to disclose any of this information to the American people. Here's a little money for you. Luke 22:48. Are you going to take the 30 pieces of silver, Judas? Because if they did, folks, it's time for the American people not only to impeach, but to prosecute these individuals as well, because they are nothing short of a bunch of Judases that have sold out the American people. But now the point is, and I didn't get to it last week, it's this. Politicians, bureaucrats, and especially corrupt judges would have us believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. No, there's always a rule in play, right? Therefore, we should be gladly giving up some of our rights for the good of the community, say they. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. Whenever you hear that, you're dealing with a tyrant. They believe the more laws, say they, we have, the more control, thus a better society. Remember, it doesn't apply to them, though, friends. See, this theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our representatives think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new policies that are added to the books each year in this country. However, no matter how cleverly this, whatever you want to call it, Marxist argument is made, The hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And what this does is just adds another level of control, and control's real name is bondage. They're forging your chains through your ignorance. The logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights, say they, it produces a better society. Well, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. See, we could chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust. And folks, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy. And that's exactly what this is aimed at, which is the heartbeat of freedom. Again, let me say it again. This is the heartbeat of freedom. Okay? It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. So rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. Here it is. We shouldn't be giving up our God-given rights, people. We should be giving up our wrongs, and we should be dealing with those that are initiating the wrong in the sense of trying to eradicate our God-given rights. We should be giving up the wrongs, not the rights, because the opposite of control is chaos, and more laws do not make fewer criminals. We give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, and listen carefully, Americans, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. So it's time to put this into a lawful perspective. As Thomas Jefferson rightly proclaimed, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny, but where the government fears the people, you have liberty. We need to put this back into perspective. We got Ken calling in from West Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Yes, hello, sir. I just had to call and give you some words of encouragement and tell you how much I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
And I hate to use the word show because show implies entertainment. I don't consider you entertainment. I consider you valuable information. You do the same thing Dave Krieger does. You perform a community service. And I thank you for that, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm sure, you know what, Dave, I'm sure is listening right now. So, Ken, we totally appreciate you. And with that said, yep, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yes, Dave does the same thing as you. I don't like to refer to either of your guys' programs as show. Like I said, it implies entertainment. This is far more important than entertainment. And God bless you for what you do. I love your fighting spirit.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. I totally appreciate that, my friend. I truly do. There you go, Dave. There's a listener for you in Florida. And again, Ken, we totally appreciate that. We got Bev calling in from Wisconsin. A Bible question and an AI topic matter. Yes, ma'am. Shoot.
My question is, when it comes to knowledge and wisdom, is there a difference?
What's the difference between knowledge and wisdom, you're asking?
Yes.
Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then also, and then, you can also bring that into understanding.
All right, I got it.
Yep.
Now, my comment about AI is that I don't think it's going to be holding information. People seem to think it is. You look at how many people and how is stored on your computer, and how you back them up, fix things. I mean, it doesn't sense.
Yeah, your phone, Bev, is pulsating. It's going in and out. I don't know if your battery's about to die, but it's pulsating. So I'm hearing like half of what you're saying.
Oh, should I call you?
Well, if you could talk to me a little bit closer to the phone and maybe a little bit better signal.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that...
Okay, let me take a hard break, Bev. That will give you a minute to get a better spot. I'll pull you right back up in just a moment. I got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we're going to take a hard break here, and we'll pick you right back up on the other side. We'll make this your show. 281-845-4704.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, folks, you may as well make this your show. We're already halfway through, and it's the fastest hour on national radio. I do want to remind people that on August 14th at 6:30, at the KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado, we will be there with you. Do check our schedule. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and take Bev back up. Hopefully we got a better signal. Bev, it's all yours, my friend.
Okay, I hope this... When you look data centers, people think that that's be holding information. but there's hundreds of them that are up. And when you can put on a little, you're going to be able to endless.
Bev, it almost sounds humorous, but your phone is surging. I you got to get a different spot. Call me back when you get a different spot, Bev, because we're hearing every other word, literally. Got our friend from Tennessee, Jeff, calling in. What say you, my friend? Do we got Jeff? Do we have Jeff? Jeff, we have nothing with you, my friend. I have no idea what's going on. You're on air. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Okay, well, let me just go ahead and I'll pick up. Again, if you want to make this your show, now's the time to do it before I start another topic. I'll pull up Jeff. I just seen him come back up. Jeff, do I got you this time?
I think you do.
All right, brother, it's all yours.
All right, good. Yeah, I sent you that little article from the local newspaper, news media here about the candidate for Tim Burch's position in the District of Criminals there in Washington.
Okay.
Where he went on a little bit shooting spree and shot three flock cameras in Blount County and one in Maryville City, one of which was in a church parking lot.
Okay.
And so we have a primary this Thursday. I think this guy's going to unseat Tim Burchett, but just Tim Burchett would like to talk, but this guy took it in action.
Okay. Are you I think we're talking about the same guy here, and I see him all the time. And, okay, you're saying Tim Burchett, B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T.
B-H-E-T-T,
yep.
Yes.
And you're seeing him all over the place on these networks. Are you saying, are you looking at him as being favorable, Jeff?
No.
That's what I was going to say, because he's a Zionist just like the rest of them.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
Bought and paid for by IPAC. But this guy that's running as an independent here locally is running for his seat.
Yeah.
And pick the perfect time to go out and do what Tim Burchett talks about.
Yeah, exactly.
And took those lock cameras offline. Of course, he's facing felony criminal charges.
Oh, of course. Hey, and it shows you what matters to the government, right? And if it isn't interesting what they'll do to someone that doesn't pay their taxes or stands up against any of their agendas, isn't it interesting how serious they get about enforcing the laws? But those laws are never enforced to protect the American people. And people need to pay attention to that, because that is not soft tyranny. That is tyranny. That's a double standard, and the American people need to stand up, rise to the level of expectation, seek out the law, and condemn these clowns, because it applies to every one of them. I'm sorry, not clowns in the circus of politics. They're scoundrels, and they're handpicked, and they're appointed. And when it goes back to Tim Burchett, I've seen the same thing. Folks, they're delivering up another guy, telling the people what they want to hear. And for those that are not taking the curtain and pulling it back on guys like this, once again, you're going to get more of the same. And you got to wake up to what's going on, friends, because he's another one that's sold to you as a freedom fighter, when in fact, it goes back to what Albert Pike rightly said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. And folks, these are not heroes to me. Heroes are actually the ones that see it through in dangerous times. And these guys do not define heroism in any sense of the word. Jeff, I didn't mean to take that, but it jacks me up. It really does. So I'll give you the last word.
Well, what people need to realize, these flock cameras, each camera for a yearly subscription is $4,000. So your tax dollars are being spent for every single flock camera they put up to this company for $4,000 a year right now. So if you really want to stop it, make sure that you're commissioners and your representatives understand that we're not going to pay it.
Yeah. Amen. And you know what, folks? Jeff, have you seen this? There's some legitimate people across the country standing up, and they're telling, this is what they're saying. I'm conveying a message. They're telling the American people to quit paying taxes. Because people are beginning to understand that the power to tax is the power to destroy. And people need to pull it back a little bit and get a bird's eye view rather than just, you know, such a small aim at what they're looking at. And what I'm talking about is that money, they're taxing you without delegated authority, without your approval, and then they're stealing that money from your tax dollars, and then they're making you pay for it on top of what you didn't delegate in the first place or approve in the first place. They're just increasing the debt over and over and over again, and they're enslaving generation after generation that's before us, not only behind us.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a 4% state income tax that Monty Preach is going to cut out, and then, but we've also got a 9.75% local tax, sales tax that we're going to have to start trying to rein in.
Yeah, yeah, it's just crazy. And remember this? Remember all of this was going to be so easy to eradicate concerning our national debt? Said president, and yet we find that he's added $8.7 trillion after his first incumbency, after his first one. And people are just thinking, oh, I guess this is how you make America great again, by indebting. And you know what's crazy about that, Jeff? Because I just posted this not just a couple days ago, and it was Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson said that during each incumbency, during the beginning era of this country, each administration had to eradicate the debt before they could leave office. Just think about that. And see what happens when the people don't pay attention to their said representative government, and they give them a free hand, and they begin to allow them to get away with the crimes that they're guilty of. It only increases. It doesn't decrease. It increases. But again, our forefathers told us before the end of the tenure, concerning each administration, they have to zero out the national deficit. Is that where we're at today? Jeff, it's all yours. Last word.
Last words. No, it's not where we're at. In fact, the only time that we had a balanced budget was during Clinton years, and guess what he done? He stole every dime that was in the Social Security coffers for us people, putting it in there for our so-called retirement to balance that budget. Yep. And that's the bottom line.
Yep, yep. So it really gets to the point, friends, where we have to say enough of highlighting the crimes of the politicians that we know that are corrupt. It get to the point where people say, we can't do this anymore. We can't sustain this. That we can't sustain this, friends, is all by design. And just think about that. On top of the deficit, the national deficit that's already been incurred, what do? They then allure the illegals to come in to finish the job. Do you understand? That's what's going on here. It's called Cloward Piven. You can say Piven if you want to. But the purpose of what they're doing is breaking the economic system by incurring more debt. And folks, we have to become educated as to what's going on here and bring it to an end. Okay? Ethan Allen said during the beginning of the country, the reason for the separation, namely the War of Independence, he said usurpation and injustice was the primary cause of the separation of the revolt of the English American colonies from the Great Britain. It's exactly what he said. And again, friends, each administration is to lawfully zero out their debt before leaving it to another. Have we done that? Absolutely not. Do I believe that the incurred debt that we see in number today is accurate? No. I believe that they have simply set it up in such a way where they've so exaggerated the numbers that it just, again, comes back to the unthinkable, namely the crimes that they're guilty of. But I believe that's exactly what they do, is just bring it to an unrecoverable number, just to offer more hopelessness to the people that are being judged by God. Because at the end of the day, friends, he's the one that's in charge of all of this, okay? Now, I want to highlight something on the other side of this break. I'm not going to get to much of what I wanted to cover today because of the calls. I love having the calls. Again, these are your opportunities to give us a call, and I'd love to hear from more of you. I got one more segment after this hard break, but I'm going to make another point from Leviticus 26, because we already know what's wrong with the country. We already know who the responsible party is. I want to tell you who becomes accomplices when we don't deal with those that are responsible for the crime. The people become accomplices to the crime when they don't bring judgment upon those that are guilty of the crime. Okay? What does the Lord say in answer, in resolve to all of this? Amend your ways. Establish justice in the gates. Yeah? We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be, and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty here. I want to go ahead and do this. 281-845-4704. I got a whole show lined up for you tomorrow, friends. It's already posted right now, and we'll get to that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask Siri, okay? Not that it always tells the truth. You better be careful of that as well. But I'm going to go ahead and ask Siri, what is the national deficit, Siri? Let's see what she has to say, or he has to say. Hey, Siri, what is the national deficit? Let's see what it has to say. It's thinking. It's probably...
As of fiscal year 2026, the U.S. federal government is projected to have a budget deficit of approximately $1.9 trillion, representing 5.8% of the GDP. This is an increase from the $1.8 trillion deficit in fiscal year 2025.
Trillion.
The deficit is primarily due to higher mandatory spending on programs like Social Security and Medicare, as well as increased interest payments on the national debt.
$1 trillion. $1 trillion. And folks, you know how much money that money, your money, your tax dollars, are being redistributed to third world countries that hate our guts? Oh my goodness. $1 trillion. Here, I'm going to ask, again, I'm waiting for someone to call in and say something. Hey, you got a thought? Add to, take away the conversation. 281-845-4704. I'm going to ask national deficit, because I know it went up $8.7 billion under Donald Trump. And I want to go ahead and see under Trump today and see what it's increased. And again, I want to lay this to your candor that somehow or another, this is how you make America great again. Do you remember before he ran as the said president? He was groomed for 30 years in a favorable light by the media, by the way. He did nothing, just like the Kardashians. And then he's put in a favorable light. The people love him. They think that he is a self-made millionaire, which he never has been. And again, they put him on what? You know, the Christmas movie back in the 1990s, Home Alone. And that generation, they planted the seeds in the early 90s. In the 2000s, when they're old enough to vote, guess what? They see Donald Trump. They love him. Let's vote him in. Man, I remember seeing him in Home Alone. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But if you remember right, Donald said, and again, I'm not listen to me. Yes, Donald Trump is a con man. Yes, he is committing treason against the American people. And yes, he has robbed the American people of the truth by telling them the opposite of what is true by saying, let's make America great again. Remember, he promised over and over again, it was going to be so easy, he said. It's going to be so easy to remove the national deficit. And before he left, he kicked it up 8.7. And nobody looked at that. Before he left, he was the father of the vaccine. 30 million people have been now murdered, genocided by the experimental jab. Nobody can argue about that. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. Everybody sees it for what it is. His worshipers, Acts 12:22. What do? They're distracted. They get their eyes on Joe Biden, who's just as guilty as Trump is. And what does he do? He goes along with it, and he now claims all the worshipers of Donald Trump look at Biden and claim that he's the one responsible for the pandemic and for the mRNA jabs, which is not true at all. Just ask Donald. He'll tell you how proud he is of being the father of the vaccine. What do they do after Joe Biden's done? All of his worshipers, they get the cult followers, put him back in. They usher their oppressor back into office only to do it again. And see, folks, people don't understand that this is the reoccurrence with the history of tyrants. It honestly is. They're always sold to the people under a favorable light. And again, I mean, to suggest that he was a legitimate candidate ever is to suggest that the mainstream media was telling you the truth. Well, you say, well, Bradley, they were attacking him. No, there's two sides to this sword. Play the victim, like the bad guys do today. They play the victim when, in fact, again, they don't have the shield, but they have the what? The spear. They're not defending themselves. They're attacking. And that's exactly what they did. And they set Donald Trump up to do just that. Do you realize that every time Donald Trump was under attack, as they would have you believe, did you know that he aggrandized unto himself millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars? Oh, how foolish the American people are. If they would only listen to Jesus Christ, judge him by what he does, not by what he says. But saying that, friends, let's go forward. So the national deficit right now is for fiscal 2026 is $1.37 trillion. Opposite of what our forefathers told us that our said representatives could do. And what's crazy about this, you know who's incurring all this debt? Federal government. And see, that took place in 1913. Well, the people during that particular time were on a Christmas break. Guess what your said Judas representatives were doing? They were creating an agency to tax every individual, thereby holding each one of them accountable, which usurped the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights to now hold people accountable. So now what also happened during that time is the federal government also took control of the states, because now the states better either fall in line with the federal government, or the federal government's going to withhold money from the states. You see what's going on? You have, again, the tail wagging the dog. I don't know who's calling right now, but I'll pull you up. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Oh, Bradley, I have one. Oh, there's a heck of an echo. I'm having a hard time hearing myself, but I'll try to muscle through this.
Okay.
You make it hard for me to rebut you or to make comments, because you cover the issues pretty thoroughly. A couple of interesting tidbits of information about our current savior-in-chief in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump. They say he's the most pro-life president in the history of the country. All you need to do is Google how many abortions were performed last year during the first term of his second term. There were more abortions committed during his first term. Sorry, I can't hear myself talk.
I can hear you perfectly. Just turn the ear away from me and keep talking. You're coming through perfectly.
Okay. So he allowed, under his stewardship, he allowed America to perform more abortions during the first year of his second term than any other president in the history of our country. He also, during his first term as president, allowed Congress, and I'll give Congress some credit for this, allowed Congress to borrow more money and to add more money to our national debt than any other previous president, except Joe Biden beat him. But I predict that during Donald Trump's second term, he will probably rack up more debt than any president, including Joe Biden, in the history of this country. Anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen to your comments.
Okay. Can I ask you
who is just too much for me to handle?
Okay, that's cool. Who is this calling again? What's your name?
This is Window Washer Chris.
Okay. And hey, how are you doing? From Utah.
From Utah, yes.
Gotcha.
Utah is a very simple state.
Yep, gotcha. Okay, thank you for that phone call. I do want you to know that I just pulled up the article concerning what Chris just said. He is 100% spot on. That is one particular case, and I don't want to make this a Donald Trump show, but it really is what the American people have tolerated under Making America Great Again. But I have an article pulled up right now by the WashingtonTimes.com where it showed that during his first tenure, as Donald was out there appeasing his worshipers once again, because that's what it is. That's who they are, because they're not paying attention to the details. He was calling himself the most pro-life president in the history of America, which makes zero sense, like 99% of the stuff he says. Friends, again, I want to make clear that you understand something. I'm for the law. I'm not for these uniparty systems. I'm not for these clowns in the circus of politics that are entertaining you and telling you things that you want to hear. I am for the law, and the law stands against every single one of them. And there's corrupt, and they stink to high heaven, friends. Okay, so I want to make clear that you understand that. I'm for the law. I'm not foolish enough to get caught up into the two-party unconstitutional system. Okay, so let's just get that out of the way. But I do want you to understand that while he was telling his worshipers that he's the most pro-life president in the history of America, I want you to understand something, that he gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than that of Barack Obama, who voted over 101 times to make sure Barack Obama, in 142 days of his incumbency, mysteriously in Illinois, he voted over 101 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb, and that he wanted to have a second baby inside of the murder clinic to make sure that if the baby got out alive, that baby would be snuffed out. Now, that's bad. Donald Trump has increased that over $600 million more than Barack Obama. And I have the article pulled up right in front of me right now, and it was the mainstream media that gave you those numbers. Again, it's one of those things they don't want to see no evil and hear no evil. Doesn't matter. It's still going on. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23.